The show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Yes, and of course, always lots of mayhem on the show. Lots of food today as well. Happy National Chili Day. It's National Kahlua Day, so I'm cooking some chili in Kahlua. And of course, we're going to put that down on some toast because it's National Toast Day today. It's National Protein Day. Lots of food on the show today. And of course, fun places as Sunseekers continue to do their winter travels all over the place. We've got somebody in Central America today, in Mexico, all over the place. Food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. You have just arrived in time, and welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker. I'm Tyler Glenn. Inside we come. We've got some breaking news this morning, and this is some very sad stuff. Gene Hackman has died. He was Lex Luthor in Superman and had a variety of other huge movies over the years. He was a superstar back in the 70s and 80s, even into the early 90s. Kevin Costner called him the best actor in Hollywood. The suspicious circumstances of his death, he was found with his wife and his dog. And authorities are saying no foul play is suspected. So we'll have the latest on that coming up. Also, Gene Hackman, a look back at his career. He was 95 years old, hadn't acted in quite some time. Not just that celebrity death. We lost Michelle Trachtenberg. If you were a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, some very sad news there, too. She was just 39 years old. Wow. Yeah, the circumstances of the Gene Hackman passing are quite bizarre this morning. We have a Canadian version of The View. They were talking about house prices. One of the guest host's boyfriends is from our town. They were talking about how inexpensive our town is for real estate. And her comment was something along the lines of, well, there's a reason for that snicker, snicker laugh. And then we're like, hey, you throwing some shade there? Are you throwing shade? And of course, we live in a time where anything said by anyone at any time digitally can be clipped and shared and uploaded and liked and loved and angry emoji, and it got around. And so it went viral in southwestern Manitoba anyway. There were only about 250,000 people, but nevertheless, the boyfriend still has family here. And boyfriend's dad apparently is in a somewhat of a prestigious position. But anyway, long story short is I heard back from the social and I heard from literally dozens of people who watched the show. A lot of lurkers reached out yesterday, people that I didn't think were listening or watching to the show. Reached out and said, oh, here's her name. Here's how you get a hold of her. Here's her boyfriend. Here's her boyfriend's dad's email. I'm like, okay, whoa. Hang on, guys. Hang on. Thank you. First off, thank you. When the ask goes out, people respond. I was surprised at the amount of people that were lurking, watching, and checking out the show. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But I wanted to do it professionally, you know what I'm saying? So I reached out to the show first, calmly, and said, we caught the show. She obviously was trying to be funny. Just want to get some clarity on it. You know, could you please have her respond to me? And we will do a quick little interview. We'll clear the air and so on. And, you know, give credit where credit is due. I literally sent the message after the show yesterday at 9 a.m. and they got back to me within the hour. Within the hour. It was fast. So kudos to them. They said, hi, she was a guest host that day and we're not actually associated with her beyond that. You can probably get a hold of her via Instagram. I responded, sweet, wanted to use official channels first, be professional and all. Don't want to go after, ask boyfriend's dad, say, what do you think of the comments on your boyfriend or your son's girlfriend? I mean, it's kind of crazy. We could go that route. I guess we'll just have to ask the Sunseekers how they feel about this. Anyway, I said to her, we'd love to have you on the show, even for just 2 minutes to kind of clear the air. And if you don't feel comfortable in doing that, I would gladly, verbatim, read any statement that you might have to kind of clear the air, just to give her the whole field. The whole field is yours to kind of say what you want to say to clear the air, and we can put this all to bed. And as I expected, crickets. Now, that was yesterday. I think it's okay to in digital communication to give people 48 hours to respond to anything. So we'll give it one more day. And then the question is, okay, so do I reach out to boyfriend next? Or is that just, that's not classy? Boyfriend's local. He's a Brandon guy. Do I say, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of your girlfriend? I don't know. Debbie says, thank you for your diplomacy. Well, because I have been caught myself, I make lots of jokes and I have offended lots of people over the years. And you have to give people the opportunity to kind of clarify. And yes, humor's going to offend some people sometimes. It's just an opportunity for say, hey, listen, sorry, Brandon, I was joking. You guys know I love you, but it is cold as hell. And then I'm going to agree with her and say, yeah, I'm sorry. Our houses are cheap because this is a cold place to live. There's a reasonable explanation sometimes, but we're very quick to jump to conclusions. Now, that doesn't change my thoughts on the show or Canadian TV, which was not very complimentary, but I digress. That's the update. I'll keep you posted should I know anything more. Hey, with it being National Toast Day today, I challenge you to check out Kuiper's Family Bakery. Pick up a loaf of their giant, fresh, baked bread. Then cut it extra thick Tyler style. Texas toast is what you're going to make. You know you want it. You're going to lather on your favorite toppings. You're going to get that toast. It's going to be super thick. Maybe a bit of butter there. Then maybe jam, maybe peanut butter. Maybe you're going to put an avocado on that toast. But the star of the show is that fresh baked bread. Kuiper's Family Bakery, sponsors on the Tyler Glenn Show. Let's celebrate Toast Day with the best bread in all of Brandon. There is only one place to go for all bread, buns, cookies, and more. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And more on Toast Day to be discussed on the show. Probably having some strawberry jam is Andrea over at Eplaw Office. They've always got the coffee on, and they are into the sticky buns and coffee, and they're always a lot of fun to deal with. And lawyers, they're not supposed to be fun, but this is a different type of law firm. Breaks things down for you, makes things easy to understand. If you're buying or selling real estate, trust Eplaw Office with all your legal needs, okay? They also help with corporate law, and they do estates, which, again, can be heavy and cannot be the most comfortable conversations to have. But in some amazing way, the talented people at Eplaw Office make it so that it is not as heavy as it needs to be. Eplaw Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. And the winners continue with Tim Hortons. Roll up the rim to win. It's the physical paper cups. They are everywhere and people are posting online. Please play again. I want a free donut. I want a free coffee. I want some free electronics. I want a trip. I want a car. I can't wait to see that one. All kinds of prizes till March the 24th at Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Nipawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. They've got 100% Canadian eggs in the new sausage scrambled egg loaded wrap, the bacon scrambled egg loaded wrap, or the scrambled egg and cheese loaded wrap. Canadian cheese, Canadian eggs. It's all you need at Tim Hortons to get your day started. And of course, their legendary coffee, where you can roll up the rim to win in Brandon, Verdun, Nipawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. They had passed away. Gene Hackman was 95 years old, Oscar winner. They were at their home in New Mexico, and foul play is not suspected. So that is telling me that, okay, if foul play is not suspected and everybody has passed at the same time, I immediately think of carbon monoxide. So the question becomes, you know, was it accidental? It could have been something else. But the first thing in my mind is CO2, because when an entire family goes and there's no foul play suspected, you think, oh, my gosh. Now, he was 95. She was 63. The dog, I'm not quite sure. Deputies in Santa Fe were asked to enter the home and check on their welfare at 1:45 p.m. local time. That was yesterday afternoon. The news just coming out this morning that they had passed. And the thing with CO2, the other thing that jumped into my mind is how cool has it been in New Mexico? Because this is nothing to mess around with. When you're in a warm state, This happens in Mexico a lot, too. And they get a cold blast of air. People obviously want to stay warm. These situations occur when people's furnaces go out. And when the furnace goes out, people have to find a way to stay warm. Now, the right thing to do is to plug in an electric heater. Again, be careful because a couple blankets are on an electric heater. You got a fire and then you got more problems. But some people will, and never, ever, ever do this, never light like a barbecue or any type of gas-related device inside. Well, it's just to keep warm. We'll just for a few minutes. It like takes seconds and all of a sudden, and you're gonzo. It is nothing to fool. And you can't smell it. Contrary to popular belief. Oh, I'll be okay. If there's some CO2, I'll smell it. No. It's nothing. You're lighting your barbecue. Next thing you know, you're face down. I had a relative that had to be treated out of province in one of those. There's a special tube that you go into and they have to do decompression in the blood molecule, some kind of science related thing. It's some serious stuff. And they were lucky that they got to him. He was just fixing a car, turned the car on for a couple of seconds. And he had the garage door open a little bit. It was cold outside, so it was only like halfway. You can't mess around. Now, I'm not saying that it was CO2, but that's what I'm thinking. And you got to be so careful. Hoosiers and Mississippi Burning. Amazing. He was such a great actor.
And life always matters very much.
He was admired by his peers and beloved by moviegoers. Eugene Alden Hackman was born January 30th, 1930 in San Bernardino, California. He grew up in Danville, Illinois with his maternal grandmother. Hackman dropped out of high school at 16 and lied about his age to join the Marines. He served in China, Japan, and Hawaii for 4.5 years. While in the military, he worked as an announcer on Armed Forces Radio. In 1951, Hackman made his way to New York, hoping to become an actor. He got his start on stage in The Curious Miss Carraway at the Pasadena Playhouse School. In 1958, he made his first appearance on the New York stage in Chaparral. 3 years later, Hackman made his feature film debut with a small non-speaking role in Mad Dog Call. His Broadway debut came in 1964 with Any Wednesday, followed by his first major film role in Lilith.
All right, Popeye's here.
Hackman's breakout role in 1971's The French Connection earned him his first Academy Award for Best Actor. He went on to play Lex Luthor, Superman's arch nemesis,
in several films.
Hackman also appeared in Reds, Hoosiers, and No Way Out. In 1993, Hackman won his second Oscar for Best Supporting Actor as a gunslinger-turned-lawman in Unforgiven.
What interests me about acting is that somewhat common characters put in uncommon situations. And what do you do? How do you react to certain things, given that you're a common man?
Wendell Rohr.
He was so good.
In 2003, Hackman starred in the legal thriller Runaway Jury, where he got a chance to act with his longtime friend, Dustin Hoffman. The following year, he appeared as the former president in the comedy Welcome to Mooseport. After stepping away from acting in 2008, Hackman wrote several books and continued painting, which he had said was one of his hobbies. Hackman had 3 children with his first wife, Faye Maltese, before getting divorced in 1986. He remarried in 1991. With over half a century in the public eye, Gene Hackman will be remembered for his intensity, charisma, and magnetism.
Yeah, he was certainly not one of those stars that had the women going, "Oh my God, he is just so amazing. He's just so gorgeous." But he was a powerful actor. All of his movies are good, Tosh. Tosh, you have to have like a little Gene Hackman film festival. If there is something bothering you health-wise, there is a natural remedy, a herb, a vitamin, some way to take care of it. Now, the thing I want you to remember about Headley's is tomorrow, being the last Friday of the month, is Customer Appreciation Day. So that's an opportunity to go ask about this clean protein that they've got. Again, best powdered protein you can buy. If you're buying other proteins, you're wasting your money. You're just wasting money. You'll go and you'll see what I'm talking about, and the rest will be history. You'll thank me. They've got Joe's gluten-free goodies, 100% Canadian. It's a Canadian store with Canadian products, and customer appreciation day is tomorrow. Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall location. They're now in their big, bright, beautiful building just east of Murray GM. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. If you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics, the no money miracle, time is running out for you to get in and buy stuff with no money. Where can you go into a store without any money and walk out with stuff? Leon's. Don't pay till 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees. No monthly payments, 0% interest. Oh no, my back is hurting. I've got a bad bed. And I'm a little short on cash. Don't worry. No money miracle at Leon's. Same with a couch. Same with a love seat. Same with anything you might need for your home. Leons.ca and in the west end of Brandon. And if you're looking for a getaway that's not far away, Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park. This time of year is absolutely gorgeous to take a dip in the Clarso Nordic Spa. Of course, live entertainment always every weekend at Buffalo Bar. And this weekend, it's Neil Thorne. At the Buffalo Bar. All kinds of packages for you and your family, you and your sweetheart, you and a nature lover. Maybe you'd like to go by yourself, have a self-care weekend. Check out elkhornresort.mb.ca. You've seen the pictures online. You're seeing it in your feed of the Clarso Nordic Spa. It's time you go. So let's get you up there to the beautiful Elkhorn Resort. And this on the heels of Michelle Trachtenberg's passing. She was young, 39 years old. If you were a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you remember her. Now, she had just undergone a liver transplant, had some issues, as I've been reading, with alcohol and substance abuse. Now, I don't want to make assumptions that she was out partying with her friends, but when you have a new liver and you're out at the club and you've had problems with drugs and alcohol, it is entirely possible. I'm not saying that it is, but she had visited with her mom the night before. Everything appeared to be normal. The next day, they went in and found her unresponsive, and she was gone. I am thinking it is likely related to her liver transplant in some way.
She grew up on the screen, first as a child star, then as a teen drama icon.
That's funny, because I feel more like myself than ever.
Now Hollywood is remembering Michelle Trachtenberg, who died at 39 years old.
Really began her career as a very young child. She was on The Adventures of Pete and Pete on Nickelodeon. She then went on to be in Harriet's Spy and really blew up from there. We're going to learn more about what happened to her in more recent years. We know that she had a liver transplant in recent months. Obviously, cause of death is still not out, but we're going to learn a little bit more. That may shed some light on what's been going on with her.
Trachtenberg was born and raised in Brooklyn and continued to call New York City home. She was found unresponsive Wednesday morning in her Midtown apartment around 8 a.m.
We will attempt to shift gears and lighten things up with a whole bunch of food to celebrate and drink to, because you and I have a day to attend to. And in attending to our Thirsty Thursday, nothing quenches your thirst quite like an ice-cold glass of Kahlua. That, I'm sorry, it has alcohol in it. Yes, it does. Kahlua is so delicious. A whole bunch of days to celebrate. We have got Kahlua Day. It's chili day today. So you could whip up a batch of chili. It is also National Toast Day, National Protein Day. And with the price of eggs the way they are, I'm going to introduce you to some foods that are higher in protein than eggs, and you might even enjoy them a little bit more.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your cachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at cachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Protein Day. So protein, if you can't eat eggs, you're finding eggs are a little bit expensive. What is another protein that you like to enjoy, boys and girls? Here are some quick ideas for you to enjoy that are a good substitute for eggs. If you're finding eggs are a little expensive. Bobby said she loved Encounters. Encounters or the Unwinder. The Unwinder, the Encounters. See, we're old now. We got to think healthy. Tofu. Oh, God. I never did get on that bandwagon. Nope. It might be high in protein, but tastes like garbage. No thanks. But you might like it. Tofu, 10 grams of protein. What did the quinoa have? 8 grams of protein. And what does an egg have? Well, how much protein in an egg? 6 grams of protein in an egg. 6 grams. So quinoa. Tofu, cheddar cheese. Okay, I can get on this. Would you rather have cheddar cheese or an egg? Cheddar cheese, please. My problem is that I like my cheddar cheese on top of a whole plate of nachos. Does that count? Are nachos good in protein? Are they high in protein? Well, I could put some chicken on those nachos. Almonds. Almonds are high in protein. Those are delicious. Everybody loves almonds, especially the chocolate-covered ones. If you don't think about the chocolate on top of them, it doesn't count. Black beans. Black beans. And, of course, it's chili day today, so this ties in quite nicely. Lindy's helping me with quinoa. Quinoa. Had problems with gyros and gyros and gyro. Quinoa. See, I don't eat foods I can't pronounce. And it's a gyro. So I can eat it. Chickpea pasta. Well, chickpeas themselves, I like chickpeas. Actually, chickpeas are pretty awesome. Greek yogurt is high in protein. Holy crap, 20 grams. Yikes. And that looks pretty snazzy. Peanut butter. And if you go to Headley's, you can get peanut butter. They make in-store. They have like literally like this bag of peanuts. They put it in the machine. It grinds it up, smooths it out. So it's like super creamy and smooth. There's nothing but peanuts in it. It's like $4. It is. I love it. It's about as healthy as I get. Sprouted grain bread is high in protein. Oh, I never knew that. Never knew bread could be high in protein. I'll have to see. That's old Chicky says cottage cheese. Derek wants a gyro now. Lindy says something that's good that's high in protein is vegetable lentil soup with barley. Cindy puts chickpeas in the air fryer. Then there's pumpkin seeds too. 9 grams of protein. So chickpeas, pumpkin seeds, grain bread, peanut butter, Greek yogurt, chickpeas. Black beans, it is chili day today. So let's, and you know what? Texas people, they cook their chili without beans. How can you have chili without beans? I protest. But what about corn? I don't know. I don't think you borrow corn. Let's be honest. You borrow it. Hey, I had corn yesterday. Ha ha. I had corn yesterday. It's a nice surprise in the bowl. I see. Oh, look at this. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock corn. It's also National Toast Day. What do you like to have on your toast? What is the go-to for toast? Is it jam? Is it peanut butter? Is it avocado, perhaps? How about taking the little mini toasts? These little mini toasts? And look at this. Take them out. Look at that. Look at how talented this person is thinking on Toast Day. Look at this. Wow. She is done. I got to pause that. She's made avocado on toast, strawberry and chocolate on toast. She's got cucumber and mint on toast. She's got blueberries and kiwi on toast. She's got peach with cream cheese on toast. She's got blueberries and avocado on toast. She's got tomatoes with a holy moly. Now that's some toast. Now that's a toast even I can get behind, even though there's very little meat on it. What are you having on toast? Cindy says a Kahlua dipped in toast. No, Kahlua dipped in toast. Toast dipped in Kahlua. It's Kahlua day. Kahlua day. Blessed Mama is here. Peanut butter, avocado, and peanut butter and avocado on toast? Tosh says avocado and egg. No, Cindy says, because if you drink too much Kahlua, you'll be toast. It is Kahlua day. It's protein day. It's chili day today, too. That is one thing I never see in the States. Cheese whiz. Fried egg on toast. I have not had a fried egg on toast in a while. I should maybe have one of those today. That's an expensive dish. Should I have caviar or should I have fried egg on toast? The egg is only $55, with a caviar for an ounce is $65. Tosh likes avocado and egg, poached egg on toast. Blessed Mama says peanut butter and honey, or PB and grape jelly. Avocado and boiled egg on top of toast. Ooh, that sounds good. Mm-mm-mm. Tracy is PB, cheese whiz, or honey. Tracy says, Tyler, are you drinking? Yeah. Always. It's powered by Kahlua. Why do you think it's Kahlua day? It's Kahlua day at the beach bunker. This looks like something you'd get at Aberdeen, says Blessed Mom. Not peanut butter and avocado together. Quentin says, if there's leftover bacon and toast after breakfast, it's bacon and mayo on toast. Oh, boy. Getting very close to a clubhouse. Getting very close to the clubhouse. That's pretty amazing. Clubhouse sandwiches. There's nothing like it. This lady has done an amazing job. This is art. This is Instagram-worthy toast. Don't even want to eat it. We want to put it in a frame and put it on the wall. Instagram, love me, love my food. Robin says peanut butter and raspberry or strawberry jam. Lindy's cheese whiz and jam on rye toast. Robin says Kahlua in my coffee. Thanks for the permission. Going to have some right now. Yeah, winner's bell, winner's bell. Sponsor mentioned, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. If you're looking for a new car, make it Murray's. They've got some special financing rates on now. Electric vehicles, specially priced. There's government incentives, huge savings not only on gas but on maintenance too. That's why they're Westman's number one EV dealership. Specially trained staff, incredibly specially trained technicians and mechanics. That's what certified service is all about. So if you've got questions about EV ownership, battery life, mileage, maintenance, how much cash you can save, because it is an investment up front, but man, there are savings down the line in the time of the ownership of your vehicle. Visit Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM, in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Sunrise Credit Union with 19 branch locations across southwestern Manitoba. Oh boy, the end of March. It's the deadline for RRSP season. Visit our friends at Sunrise Credit Union and get your RRSP topped up. It is definitely worth it. Down the line, you'll thank me for it. SunriseCU.mb.ca. They have an amazing staff at Sunrise Credit Union. And of course, it's cooperative banking, so you are supporting local when you visit Sunrise Credit Union. Profits are reinvested right back into the community. And it's the same thing at Co-ops of Westman. You can make some beautiful toast like this. Go into your local Co-ops of Westman. Pick up all the supplies, the strawberries, the avocados, even the mini toast on this toast day. Go and see our friends at Co-ops of Westman. Not just food stores. They've got gas pumps. They jump to the pump and put the gas in there for you. And again, the money's made at your local co-op are reinvested right back into the community. That's what makes co-op so awesome. So get all your supplies for Toast Day or Protein Day or Chili Day at Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. So two questions for you. In Chili, are we doing beans or no beans and corn or no corn? I say yes to the beans and no to the corn. I don't know if corn belongs in chili or not. I don't think so. But beans, that's crazy.
Controversial in a way. It's really a big feud, really, I think, between Oklahoma and Texas. And
I think it's just Texas.
Just Texas.
Texas against the world.
Yes. And we happen to have a Texan, a dear friend of mine in camp, and he says there's no beans in chili. But when I was raised, we were really poor, and beans went further than meat. Kidney beans is my preferred choice of bean if you're going to
really love beans in chili.
And Houston's over just snarling right now, Shan, because he's thinking, why did they ruin that elk chili? And you notice
your
bite
chili
doesn't have a bean in it, okay? Because I know
there's no beans in chili.
There's no beans in your chili. And he said he hadn't had none of this since he was back on the Wagners. How long ago? Since you took that bite, and you know what happens at these videos, that's the reason I called you up here, Houston. We got to do a little dance. There we go. Come on now.
Nice. Make him dance. Look at how he's packing there. You see how he's packing? He's from Texas. You see that? See that? That's how Canadians are going to be after we're the 51st state. We're going to be packing heat. That's just a natural way of life. It's what they call an open carry. He's got a permit for it. He's got a permit. He's not law enforcement. He's just from Texas. So what will be your handgun of choice when we become the big 5-1? Well, I like myself a Glock. I like a Glock. I think that's what I'm going to get. I don't know. Are we talking chili or are we talking guns? Well, they both let off a bang bang. Oh, we don't have much time left with Justin. Oh, our time is coming to an end with Justin. We're finally rid of Justin. 10 days. I love countdowns, as you could hardly tell. I got the spring countdown going on. 20 days left till spring. But we don't have to wait that long to get rid of Justin. Look at this. Oh, I don't think so. You know what else I wanted to know? What is the best chili recipe on earth? Because a lot of times you'll take part in community barbecues, community chili cook-offs. And I have the chili I make at home for my family that is, I like to think it's pretty damn good. I usually do it as a, just off the cuff, you know, grab the stuff that's in the crisper, throw in some peppers, some beans, some meat, some tomato base, and off we go, chili powder, and you're Bob's your uncle. But there have been times I've taken part in some fundraising chili cook-offs, and that's when you got to get the recipe. It used to be the recipe book, and then I used Google. And this morning, I asked AI, I said, AI, can you pull up for me the best chili recipes on the planet so that I can go into my own kitchen and make an award-winning chili? AI says to me, determining the single best chili recipe is subjective. However, several highly acclaimed recipes stand out, and there are five. And I will post these on my website at tylerglenshow.com for you to do some experimenting at home with chili. The best damn chili. This recipe has a 4.5 star rating on almost 1,000 reviews on All Recipe. The world's best chili. Eddie's award-winning chili. Combines beef, pork, beans, and spices. The Sugar Spun Run says this chili has won over 24 chili cook-offs featuring bacon and ground beef. That's the one I want to try. We'll get your spring cleaning done in your car. Spring cleaning is everywhere. Spring is coming. And it's time to clean stuff up. It's time to get that car looking right for summer. Auto Fashion will take care of it inside and out. They do paintless dent repair. They do window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, headlight restoration and paint correction, fabric and leather protection, and more. AutoFashion.ca. If it's anything to do with how your vehicle looks or smells, and scratches, dents, MPI accredited for hail damage. If you're just getting around to that or know of somebody that is, please refer them to our friends at Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods, just off of 18th Street. Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota, just 90 minutes south of Brandon. A fun weekend getaway for you and the family at Turtle Island Adventure Park. Yes, 175 feet of water slide fun for you and the family to get away and enjoy. Of course, there is all kinds of fun at the Sky Dancer. And this water park, by the way, is North Dakota's newest and largest indoor water park. Three water slides, 175-foot long lazy river, activity pool, kiddies play area, and more. And of course, they've got big shows. We were just at the Joe Nichols Show. They've got Tracy Byrd this fall and Lil Jon coming in August. SkydancerCasino.com. Give them a follow on their social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and on X as well. And the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Thank you to everybody entering our contest involving car names. What your nickname for your car is. Because we've got our last of the free oil changes for the month of February to be given away on Monday. And the entries continue to come in. Just find it on the Facebook page. Scroll on down and find the contest involving naming your car. We congratulate Joni on winning the free oil change last week. Lisa says, my Mustang was Sally. My Nissan is Nelly. Nissan Nelly. Derek says, my caravan is called Goldie. And that's what's hauling around all his guitars and all his stuff. Paula says, Myrtle the Mazda. Karen says, my vehicle is a white Blazer, so I call her Betty White. And Colette says, my white Cadillac's name is Pearl. Thank you for your entries. Keep them coming. It's a bit of a scroll down the Facebook page. Take a look at it. Enter to win so you can get yourself a free oil change service from our friends at Murray's. Well, Sunseekers, that is it. That is all. We are done for the day. Man, it was a fun-filled day of food and travel today. Sunseekers, have an awesome Thursday. We'll see you for a fantastic Friday tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.